Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank the Father today for joining us together. He's a great God, a mighty God. Father, we thank you for what you've done in us, oh God. You are a mighty God, a holy God, and you are righteous and faithful. Faithful are you. Faithful are you. Faithful, Lord God. And, Father, we call upon your name. We're your people called by your name, humbling ourselves upon the mighty hand of God. In the name of Jesus, we are turning from our wicked ways. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we're calling upon you, oh, God, to heal our land. In the name of Jesus, heal our land like never before. In Jesus' name, heal our land, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, heal us today like never before. In Jesus' name, oh God, we call upon you. You are almighty. Oh God, we're your servants. We humble ourselves before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Father, we cover the lines today. Oh God, as we align with your perfect will, we are in battle array, waiting on you. We know that you are the battler and you've never lost the case. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, welcome to Wednesday Midday Bible Study. We are so grateful that you all joined us. We are grateful that the Most High God know our name. And I'm so grateful that he connected us today. So we're going to begin with Bible reading today. We have Latricia Smith on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. She's going to read Genesis 1, verses 1 through 15 for us. So everybody's going to need your Bibles. So make sure you have your Bible in front of you because we're going to be doing some searching of the scriptures today. All right. Good afternoon, Latricia. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
I will be reading Genesis 1 through 15. I will be using the ESV. Next week, I'll probably do the King James because everybody's familiar with the King James. But this week, I'm going to do it off the ESV. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. The darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse. Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it expand, separate the waters from the waters from the waters." And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters, and there above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening, and there was morning the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the day land. God called the dry land earth. And the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bud vegetation, plants, yielding seeds, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which it is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants, yielding seed according to their kind, their own kind, and trees bearing fruit in which it that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them of their signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be light in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. I read Genesis first chapter, verses 1 to 15.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Genesis, that's that first book in the Bible. All right, I opened up all the lines, and now we're going to say something together that we always say. So I'm going to ask you to repeat after me, but we added something. As I was doing a study this week, the Lord added some scriptures to it. So today we're going to say the scriptures as well. All right, so repeat after me. My mind.
My mind.
My mind
is in training.
Is in training.
Is in training.
Is in training.
For what God?
For what God?
For what God
wants me to think.
Wants me to think.
Wants me to think.
Isaiah.
Yeah. Isaiah.
26.
26.
26.
3.
3. 3.
You will keep, I'm just going to go ahead and read the scripture. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. All right, repeat after me again. My eyes,
my eyes
are in training.
Are in training.
Are in training.
For what God?
For what God?
For what God
wants me to see.
He wants me to
wants
see.
Wants me to see.
All right, I'm going to read the scripture. It's Psalms 119:18. And it says, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. All right, repeat after me again. My ears.
My ears.
My ears.
Are in training.
Are in training.
Are in training.
For what God?
For what God?
For what God
wants me to hear.
Wants me to hear.
All right, I'm going to read the scripture. Job 36:10. He openeth their ear to discipline and commandment, and commanded that they return from iniquity. All right, repeat after me again. My mouth.
My mouth.
My mouth.
Is in training.
Is in training.
Is in training.
For what God.
For what God.
For what God.
Wants me to say.
Wants me to say.
Wants me to say.
All right, I'm going to read the scripture. Psalms 141:3. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the door of my lips. All right, repeat after me again. My hands.
My hands.
Are in training.
Are in training.
Are in training.
For what God.
For what God.
For what God.
Wants me to touch.
Wants me to touch.
Wants me to touch.
All right. I'll read the scripture. Psalms 24:4. He that has clean hands and a pure heart has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully. All right, the next one, repeat after me. My body.
My body.
My body.
Is in training.
Is in training.
Is in training.
To go.
To go.
To go.
Where.
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 And do what God.
And do what
and
God.
And do what God.
Wants me to do.
Wants me to do.
Wants me to do.
Okay, I'm going to read the scripture, Ephesians 4:4. There is one body, one spirit, just as you are called in one hope of your calling. Does anyone have any questions so far?
No, ma'am.
All righty, so we're keeping moving right along. All right, so we've been studying the books of the law. Who could tell me how many books of the law are there? Who remembers? How many books of the law are there?
This is Latricia, Jacksonville, Florida.
We're listening.
There are five books.
All right, there are five books of the law. Excellent. Five books of the law. All right. So, repeat after me. These are the five books of the law. Repeat after me. Say Genesis.
Genesis.
Exodus.
Exodus.
Leviticus.
Leviticus.
Numbers.
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 Deuteronomy.
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 All right. Those are the five books of the law. Now, why are they called the five books of the law? Who could tell me? Hello. We've been on this. This is the fifth week, you guys. Come on. Why are they called? It's self-explanatory. Why are they called? Go ahead.
Patricia, they were written by Moses.
That's not why they're called the books of the law.
Why?
The answer is in the question that I'm asking you. The answer is in the question that I'm asking you. Why are they called the books of the law?
Minister Bowman.
All right, tell me.
First beginning of the Bible.
All right, I'm still listening for the answer. Why are the first five books called the books of the law? The answer is in the question.
The written laws.
Say it again.
Because they're the first beginning of the Bible.
Now, ma'am, why are they?
They're telling us about the law.
Glory Jean, go ahead.
The book of the law tells us, gives us the rules of God's rules. The law is where we have the law, first laws of the Bible given by Moses.
All right. Okay. All right. Excellent. So they're called the books of the law because God gives laws in those first five books.
Okay.
God gives us the law in those first five books. And we're going to get on that in a few minutes, one of the first laws that he gave to a human being. All right? So the answer was in the question. Why are they called the books of the law? Because the laws that God gave are written in those books. All right? He gave the first law in Genesis. We're going to go over that. All right, now, there are 12 books of history. Who can tell me what they are? If you open your Bible to the table of contents, you can find them. So they're going to start after Deuteronomy, and you can read the 12. Those are the books of history.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening, 12 books of history. Anybody, somebody, everybody.
All right. Patricia.
Okay.
Okay.
What are the 12 books of history?
I'm waiting. Somebody give me the 12 books of history. Patricia, you were saying them.
Yeah, I was going.
Go ahead.
Josiah.
Joshua. Joshua.
Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings. First and Second Chronicles, Ezekiel,
Ezra,
Nehemiah, and Esther.
Excellent. So those are the books of history. If you look in your table of contents in your Bible where all the books are written and it gives the page numbers, you will find the books of the law. Now, the Bible doesn't divide them up like that, but somebody divided them up to help people remember where they are. So, how many books of poetry are there? How many books of poetry? State your name and tell me how many.
Gloria Dean. I see five books of poetry.
All right, there are five books of poetry. Read them to me, Gloria Dean, the five books of poetry.
Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon.
Excellent job. Excellent, excellent. All right, now I'm going to take just a little break here. How many books are there in the Old Testament? How many books are in the Old Testament? State your name and tell me how many.
How many books are in the Old Testament?
No, no, I want you to tell me, there are how many books in the Old Testament? How many?
Evangelist Shawanda Gidry.
All right, how many?
39.
Excellent job. All right, go ahead. Excellent. There are 39 books in the Old Testament. So how many books are in the New Testament? State your name and tell me.
27.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name.
Jacqueline.
I can barely hear you. Is your mouth in the phone? Hello? I'm sorry, I cannot hear you. Okay, your phone is breaking up. But thank you for being on. All right. So the question I asked was how many books were in the New Testament? Who can tell me?
Shawanda told you 39.
Evangelist Shawanda Gidry. 27.
Excellent. Good job. Thank you. All right. So who can tell me how many books are in the total Bible? Total Bible.
Minister Obama, 66.
Thank you so much. Two people. Very good. 66. All right. What is the first book in the Bible?
Minister Obama, Genesis.
All right. Who can tell me the last book in the Old Testament?
Malachi.
Very good. Excellent. You guys are Bible scholars. I love it. All right, now we're going to shift gears just a little bit, and I want you to tell me, these are some things that I'm going to, I hear somebody kind of shifting papers a little bit. Could you either put your phone on mute or not shift as much for me? Thank you so much. I know in a minute you're going to be shifting because we're going to be reading some scriptures. So I want somebody, anybody, everybody, read a scripture from one of the books of law and tell us the book, chapter, and verse. I'm going to repeat the question. Read a scripture from one of the books of the law and tell us the book, chapter, and verse. State your name. Go ahead.
All right.
Evangelist Shawanda Gidry, can you hear me?
Latricia Jackson, coming from Genesis 28:18.
All right, read it.
So clearly in the morning, Jacob took the stone that had put under his head and set it up for a pillow. And poured oil on the top of it.
Excellent. Very good. Thank you so much. All right, we're moving right along now. If someone starts to read, you can still read along with them, okay? All right. I need someone, anybody, everybody, read a scripture from one of the books of poetry. Tell us the book, chapter, and verse. Go ahead. Books of poetry.
Psalms, Minister Bowman, Psalms 25. Unto you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul.
All right, that was Psalms 25 what?
And 1.
Okay, good, thank you. All right, excellent, you guys are doing a great job. Who can find a scripture from a minor prophet? Find a scripture from a minor prophet. Tell me the book, chapter, and verse. All right, we're waiting. Book, minor prophet scripture. Book, chapter, and verse. Gloria Jean, you got one?
Hosea, the 10th chapter. Sow to yourself righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it's time to seek the Lord till he comes and rain righteousness upon you.
Excellent. What was that, Hosea, what?
10 and 12.
All right, excellent. All right, now, I need someone to read a scripture from the Gospels. The Gospels, book, chapter, and verse. Give it to me. A book.
Evangelist Shawanda Guidry.
Okay.
I'm driving, but I know it by heart. Mark 11:22.
Okay.
Have faith in God. Whatsoever things you desire, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them.
Amen. 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 All righty. Well, I thank God for you. You all did an excellent job. Give yourself a pat on the back. Y'all did excellent, excellent, excellent. All right, so each week we're building on. So learn the books of the law, books of history, books of poetry, book of my five. There are five major prophets. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel. Five major prophets. There are 12 minor prophets. Now, how many books are there in the Gospels? Who could tell me?
There, for the Gospel, Gloria Dean, there are four books in the Gospel.
Four books of the Gospel.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, now, in the New Testament, there's one book of history. Who could tell me? One book that's considered a history book.
Okay, this is Patricia.
Okay.
Revelation is the history book.
I'd love to tell you that was correct, but...
You say, what's the history? Oh, I'm sorry, Acts. I'm sorry, I'm jumping all over the place.
That's okay.
Acts is that history book.
Now, go ahead, since you're telling me, what is Revelation considered? The book of what?
Prophecy.
Prophecy. Amen, amen. I love you guys. You are brilliant. Y'all are such great men and great women of God. I thank God for all of you. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, now we're going to be doing some scripture search. So get your Bibles in front of you. I'm going to call the scripture. These are the rules. You have to say your name and read the scripture. And everybody has to find the scripture. Remember those are the rules? Everybody has to find the scripture because we're all going to read it together.
Great.
We're all going to read it together. So get your Bibles in front of you. If you don't have them, get your Bible. Get your Bible. You need them. All right. So scripture search. The rule, find the scripture, state your name, and read the scripture. We all have to find it because we're all going to. We got Bible scholars on here, people that know the word. You know, their mom and daddy taught them the word when they were in the womb. So, so you know, the word of God is written on the tables of our hearts. So, thank God. All right, here we go. The first scripture is Philippians. I don't want you to state it from memory either. I know you know it. Don't cheat. Don't cheat. Philippians 4:13. Do not state it from memory. Find it and read it. We all got to read it together. Come on, y'all. Philippians 4:13.
Well, I'm going to just listen in because I know it, but I'm driving, so I can't.
I got you.
With you
no
all.
Problem, Minister
okay.
Gibson. We thank God you're on today.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You. Amen.
All right. Come on, y'all. Everybody got to find that scripture. Philippians 4:13. Read it. I want you to read it.
Okay. Okay. I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
Where is that?
That is in Philippians 4:13.
All right. I got all the lines unmuted, and I only hear one or two people talking to me. So everybody got to read it.
I was reading.
Minister Bowman, what did you say?
I said I could do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
All right. So you got to state your name and then state the script, read the scripture. All right. So everybody got to read it together. Let's see. I got several people on here. So let's read it together. Philippians. Come on, everybody.
Philippians 4:13.
I can do all things through Christ who
strengthens me.
Amen, amen. You guys are brilliant, brilliant. Doing a great job. All right, next scripture. Do not say them from memory. I know y'all Bible scholars, but you got to find it in the Word. So Psalm 46:10. First one, do not say, I got it. State your name and read the scripture. Go ahead. Psalm 46:10. Come on, Bible scholars. Oh. Come on.
So you want to read it
verbatim? Melissa Bowman. Be still and know that I am God. I will be called among the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth.
Amen, amen. All right. So everybody, come on, let's say it together. Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Amen. Now, I hear people on my cell phone, but I don't hear everybody. I know I got, what, Minister Laney on here, some other people, Minister Bowman. I think I got Sister Laney on here, Prophetess Laney. And I don't hear everybody reading the scriptures. Come on, y'all, get those Bibles. I know I have my neighbor, Sister Thelma, on with me. So come on, y'all, let's read, 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 read.
I love it.
Amen. Here we go. Next scripture, Amos 3:3. Amos 3:3. Everybody, first one, say your name and read the scripture. Amos 3:3. Come on, we got to search the word. Search. The Bible says search the scriptures.
Gloria to Dean. Gloria to Dean. Amos 3:3. Can dwell together except they be agreed.
Amen. All right, I know I got Bible scholars. Come on, y'all. Everybody got to find it. Who doesn't have it yet?
Patricia has it.
I want to know who does not have it.
I do not have it, sister.
All right. You don't have it, sister?
Not
so?
Yet. Not yet.
All right. Look for it. Go ahead. All right. Come on. Everybody got to find it. And then we're going to read it together. This is called Scripture Search. I do it with children when I teach. I do it with children, and they, oh, my God, they be searching. They be, like, trying to be first. And I have them stand up and read it. They got, if they say, I got it, they don't get a present. But if they read the scripture, you know, children, you know, we got to teach our children to follow instructions. I go in some churches, and children follow instructions better than adults. You say to adults, do this and do that. Oh, no, they're stubborn and rebellious. But the children, oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah, oh, well, yeah, we got to do it. Because they don't like the consequences. So I always have a box of gifts for the children. So when they follow the rules, they get a little gift. And I tell you what, they'd be hurrying up and finding the scriptures. I'm talking about as early as they can read. I have a 3-year-old, I've said this before, in one of my classes. Now, she cannot read the scripture, but I tell you what, if I ask her, baby, tell me the books of law, she can state them right just like that. She's turned 4 now. I mean, all the classes I've taught in the past, the children from 3 years old on up, they can state the scriptures.
Okay.
So let's keep moving, keep moving. All right, anybody got it? Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yep.
Amos 3:3.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's say it together.
Amos 3:3.
Can two walk together?
Except
they agree. All right, next scripture. All right, next scripture. 1 Corinthians 13:1-2. As soon as you find it, state your name and read it. 1 Corinthians 13:1-2.
Latricia. I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love. I am a noisy gong or a chandling cymbal. And if I have prophecy powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. One and two, right?
Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, one and two. Go ahead.
One and two. That was one and two.
Okay, good. All right, everybody have it? Anybody not have it? We'll wait for you. All right, 1 Corinthians 13, 1, 2. Let's read it. 1
Corinthians
13, 1, 2.
13, 1, and 2.
Though I speak with the tongue, come on, read it, of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have gifts of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have faith, so I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. All right. You guys are awesome. I love y'all. All right. Now, turning your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1. That was our homework. You had to read the Genesis 1. Who could tell me how many days you were supposed to read Genesis 1?
Every day.
Every day. 7 days. From last Wednesday to this day. Yep, still got those pages shuffling for me, but that's okay. 7 days. You're supposed to read it. So, I have some questions coming from Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. All right. What did God say about everything that he made? State your name and give the answer.
Minister Bauman.
Go ahead. Both of you, keep going. Tell me.
Everything God made, it was good.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Said everything he made was good. You mean the whales were good? The sun
everything.
Was good? Everything he made was good. Oh, my God. That's why he's God. And we try to make it, oh, my God, I can't even make a paper son. So I thank God. All right, now, this is what I want to know. How we went over this last week, too. How did God create everything he made? Now, I want you to give me the scripture. I want you to give me the scripture. How did God create everything he made? So it's in Genesis chapter 1. Give me the scripture. Wow.
He spoke.
Go ahead. Don't stop. Keep going. I don't care if somebody else is talking. You speak too. Go ahead.
Lanny McBride. Everything that God made, he spoke it into existence. He said, and it was.
All right. Read the scripture.
Okay. Genesis 1:3, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
Amen.
Six,
y'all are brilliant. Amen. He spoke it into existence. And he gave us the power to speak into existence too. Let there be light, and there it was light. You know, you can speak things into existence. My body is healed. I'm the healed of the Lord. My mind, I have the mind of Christ. You can speak these things into existence. So God gave us the power. He said he put his spirit in us. So, yeah, I get excited about the word. I just love the word. All right. Question number 3. How did God create man? How did God create man? And give me the scripture. You guys
Gloria
are doing
Dean, I think it's Gloria Dean, Genesis 26, verse 26.
Okay.
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and
every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Amen.
So God created.
He sure did. Amen. Yep. He created them in his image. And he has a mighty image. Now, who is us? When he said, let us, who is us that he's talking about?
Finding the Holy Ghost.
Say it again.
When he said us, Lanny McBride, he was speaking of the Holy Spirit and his Son.
Amen. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, does anyone know where that is? It's not in Genesis 1. But if you run reference, it's in Genesis, but and also in the New Testament. I'm going to give you a clue. Right? Can someone find this scripture? Acts 17:29. It's going to tell you who God is, who was it that in the creation? God the Father, God Son, God the Holy Spirit. So you know what God said? Give every man an answer. So we got to give some answers to people who are, you know, we got to give answers to people who are ask us about the Word of God. So I thank God for you all being on with us today. Someone found Acts 17 for us.
For as much then as we are the offsprings of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold, or silver, or stone, graven by art and man devised.
Amen. That's the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Acts 17:29. I thank each of you for joining us. All right, now I'm going to ask another question. In Genesis 1:27, who did God create in his image? Who did God? Take your name and give the answer, please.
Patricia. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. Created them.
Amen. So he created male and female in his image. So I want to ask a question. Anyone can answer it. Are we created in the image of God today?
Yes.
Minister Bowman, yes.
All right. Minister Lanny and Minister Bowman, yes, we are. When he created man, that meant us too. Thank God. He's an awesome God. All right. So we're in Genesis 1. Make sure you have your Bibles in front of you because you're going to need them. All right. What did God create on day one or the first day? Tell me where it's found. What did he do? What did he create on that first day?
Minister Bowman.
Both of y'all speak.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
In the beginning. God created the heaven and earth.
All right. My question was, what did God create on the first day? First day. I haven't heard the answer yet. What did God create on the first day? Give me the scripture.
Lenny McBride, verse 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
All right, okay, so that's part of it. Keep going. First day, you'll see it.
And God saw the light, and it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning was the first day. So
Amen.
He created day with the light.
Yes, day and night. That's Genesis 1, 5, and God called the light day and the dark. That was the first day.
Yes.
So everything, let me see, somebody else, let me see if I could get this other person on with us. Hallelujah. All right. So the first day, God created at the day and the night, and he said everything he made was good. Now, everything God created, he has a purpose for it. He has a purpose for the day and the night. He has a purpose for the sun and the moon, the stars. He had a purpose for Adam, and he put a purpose before he sent you. I'm talking about you, whatever your name is. He put a purpose inside of you before he sent you to the earth. Like he put a purpose inside of the whales, the lions, the tigers, the trees, the birds, everything. Now, the difference, what's the difference in the things that he made and the human being? What's the difference? Who could tell me? State your name and your answer.
This is Latricia. The difference is he created man in his own image. He didn't create creeping things and all in his image. He created man.
Amen, amen. In his image, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so what is the image? What's the image of God? What does that mean? He created us in his image.
He gave man spirit, soul, and a body.
Okay. All right, in his likeness. Yeah, we are like God in that we have his spirit inside of us.
Yes.
So before he formed you in your mother's belly, he put a purpose inside of you. Every one of us have a purpose, and they're all different. None of our purposes are the same.
Wow.
No one can do what God sent you here to do. He put a purpose inside of Adam and Eve. He put a purpose inside of every man, every woman, every baby, every child before he sent us to the earth. Now, he gave everybody this purpose. He said in Genesis, he wants us to be fruitful and multiply, to be fruitful and multiply. So Adam and Eve, that was their purpose, to be fruitful and multiply.
Yes.
What did Adam and Eve have with God daily? Daily. Now, we have that too, but we may not take advantage of it. What special thing did he do with them every day? He didn't miss a day. State your name and your answer. What did he do? Hello?
Yeah. Communicated with them every day.
I didn't understand you. I'm sorry.
He communicated with them daily.
Amen. He met with them. Thank you, Sister Sheena. She's from California. He met with them every day. He didn't miss a day meeting with them. Now, he meet with us too, but whether we meet with him is another story. See, they just had the garden. They didn't have the cell phone, the TV, the radio, and all of these things. Somebody's still shuffling that paper. Would you mind putting your phone on mute for me? Thank you. So we have that same thing. We can meet with God every day in the secret place. Every day, even when we wake up, we can say, Father, and he hears us. We are meeting with him every day. We don't have to wait. We said, well, no, I'm going to wait till I get to church. No, no, no. I hear a lot of people say, pray for them when you say you're going to church. No. You can pray for them in the car. You can pray for them in the bathroom, in the yard, anywhere you can pray. And anywhere you can call on God, anywhere. You can say, Father, Abba, Jehovah. You can call it Jehovah Nisi. I need your love right now. Jehovah Shalom, I need peace in my life right now. Jehovah Rapha, I need a healing. So we can call on him every day. We don't have to wait. What purpose did God put in Noah? What purpose did he put in Noah? State your name and give me the answer. Hello?
This is Latricia. Go ahead.
All right, go ahead, somebody.
I didn't get the question.
What did God, yeah, somebody's moving some papers and it's kind of distracting a little bit. What did God, what purpose did God put in Noah?
Noah.
Before he sent him to the earth. He did it before he sent him to the earth. Now, you may not be aware of it.
Lanny McBride, God had told him his purpose was to build the ark and preserve his creation, taking two by two of everything.
Amen. Amen. He sure did.
Amen.
All right. So, what purpose did he put in Moses before he sent him to the earth? What did he do? Hello. I'm gonna tell you like the teachers tell us. Go ahead, babe. Go ahead.
I didn't want to be. I don't want to say. This is Latricia. He put in Moses to be a leader to lead the children out of Egypt.
That's it. A nation. He said, "I want you to to lead the nation out of bondage." Amen. All right. So, now, in me, I mean, I didn't even know God put in me a purpose to teach. I teach adults, I teach children, or wherever I go, I'm always teaching. Even when I was little, I was teaching my baby dolls. You know, generally, if you watch somebody and you're around them all the time, you can say, wow, look at their purpose. So, Minister Lanny, what's your purpose God put in you before he sent you here?
I'm a songwriter and a psalmist, and it's what I love to do. And I also teach, and I teach about music ministry.
Amen, amen. Thank you. All right, somebody else. God put a purpose. What's your purpose? What purpose? If you don't know your purpose, you ask him. When we hang up, or even while you're on now, you say, Lord, I'm not sure why you put me here. Did you put me here to cook and open a restaurant? Because I've been cooking since I was five or whatever it is. Lord, did you put me here to raise children? I love children, Lord God. What purpose did you put me here for? So somebody else want to share your purpose?
Minister Bowman, I do.
Go ahead.
My purpose is to love one another, love everybody.
I know, but we all got that purpose. What's specific? Hold on 1 second, Glory Dean. Hold on. What specific did he put? Okay, did he put you here to love the unlovable? That may be very specific, but specifically, he gave all of us that commandment to love. So something specific that he put is something that you love to do. Usually it's something we love to do, but not necessarily. But you know, Moses, he was a leader naturally. Don't you remember? Even when Moses was in Pharaoh's house, he was a leader. He would go out, he would be among the people. He even saw those people. He said, no. He was leading then. So what's your specific purpose? If you don't know, talk to God about it. Say, Lord, you're not gonna leave this earth till you fulfill that purpose. Mm-hmm. What did you put inside of me that you need me to fulfill and be doing now while I'm here in the earth realm? All right, somebody else spoke, and I said, hold on. Glory Dean, was that you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Teach.
All right.
Teach. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
Latricia, this is Latricia.
I'm listening.
My purpose is to be a caregiver. My purpose is to encourage the body of Christ. And my purpose is to teach adults and children.
All right. Amen. Anybody else? What's your purpose?
Yeah, I have another one. My purpose is to
say your name again
and obey him and do his commandments.
Okay, I'm sorry, Minister Guidry. I couldn't understand you.
Yeah, Minister Bowman.
Bowman, I'm sorry.
My purpose is to serve him, obey him, and keep his commandments.
All right. right? That's for all of us too. So you, when you hang up, you ask the Lord, what specifically, everything you named just now, is for, that's for all of us. So there's something very specific. It may be to be a good wife. It may be, you know, whatever it is, but that one, those things you're naming, he gave that to all of us to do. So we're going to move on, but, you know, I want you to know that all of us have a purpose. Now, God gave the first law in Genesis 2. I want you to find it. Look in Genesis 2. Find it. Give me the scripture. What was the first law? Give me the scripture and tell me the first law that he gave. If you were talking to me, I did not understand you. It's in Genesis, the second chapter. He gave the first law. Tell me what it is.
First law. That's a good one.
Keep going, babe. Just look for it. Look for it. It's in Genesis, the second chapter. God gave the first law, and I want you to tell me who he gave it to. If you're talking to me, I couldn't understand. You got to tell me out loud.
I don't know if this is right, but I find, well, you did, I find 24 verse might be wrong. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both, that man and his wife, and they were, okay, maybe that's not it.
No, no. Keep going. Keep looking for it. You're getting close. It's in chapter 2, though. You're in the right chapter. He gave them the first law. That's why these are called the books of the law. He gave the first law. Mm. He gave a law. He gave a reward with it and a consequence. What was it? Come on, Bible scholars. I got Bible scholars over here with me today. I know. Come on, y'all.
Lady McBride.
All right, Lanny McBride. Hold on 1 second, Latricia. Go ahead, Minister Lanny.
Lanny McBride, in Genesis 2:16, and the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge and of good and evil thou shalt not eat it. For in that day thou shalt surely die.
Amen. That's that first law right there. He said, if you eat it, you're going to surely die now.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, he told them, he gave them benefits. He loaded them up with benefits. What could they do? What was the law that they could do? What could they do, Latricia?
What could they do?
Yeah. He said, don't eat of this tree, but what could they do?
They could eat of the tree of knowledge.
I'm sorry, they what? Say that again. Say the whole statement you said.
They could eat the tree of knowledge.
All right, so
life.
They could eat of any tree in that garden, any tree. But that one tree, he said, don't touch it. He said, not only don't you eat of it, but don't you touch it. Now, that was the first law that he gave. Remember, Genesis is the first book of law. So that was the first law. Now, remember, in Exodus, who can remember? What chapter? We studied that also. What chapter has the Ten Commandments? What book and chapter? Exodus what?
20.
Good job. Exodus 20. We went over that for at least a couple of weeks. All right. So...
But the question you asked is the answer of what they could not do.
They could look in verses 16 and 17.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to take verse 17. I have it underlined.
Uh-huh.
He said, but of the tree, Gloria Dean speaking, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not see nor to eat.
Right, yeah.
That day that thou seest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Right. Lanny read it too. She read it a few minutes ago. So that's the answer. No problem. I know you were deep concentrating looking for it, but she found it. All right. So listen to me. God always tells us what we can and cannot do. He don't try to trick us, but who try to trick us?
The devil.
The enemy try to trick us. So he tricked Adam and Eve out of their home. He tricked them out of their home. So God gives us reward and consequences. What was the reward? I'm sorry, someone saying something? What was the reward that God gave Adam and Eve? What was the reward? State your name and the answer. Hello? All right, we're going to be moving into prayer time in about 3 minutes. We're going to be praying. So I'm going to give you a clue. Look in Genesis 2:15. Genesis 2:15. Genesis. Let me make sure I have that right. Yeah, Genesis 2:15, I believe it is. And it goes to 16. What was the rewards that God gave them? All right. And God?
The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may surely eat of every tree of the garden.
Freely. Okay, so that's what he gave. That was the reward for being here. You got a home. You got all the food you want to eat. You got plenty, plenty, plenty. So obedience brings rewards. Disobedience brings consequences. So we read the consequence was, you know, if they eat it, they're going to do what? If they eat that tree God said don't eat, what are they going to do?
They will surely die.
Yeah, they're going to
die.
Shall surely die.
Now, what kind of death did they die? What kind of death did they die?
McBride, they died spiritually.
A spiritual death. They died spiritually. And when we sin, the same thing happened to us. A spiritual death disconnects us with God. It cuts us off with God. So we got to make sure to follow what God says. Genesis is the first book of the law, and we had other. Who can tell me the other four books of the law? Other four books of the law.
Master Bowman.
I'm waiting. Go ahead.
Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
All right. The other four are Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Excellent. Okay. So Adam and Eve had consequences for what they did. And we're going to start there next week. We're going to start talking about those consequences next Wednesday. Because we have consequences for when we disobey God. There are consequences for when we are disobedient. But there are benefits. Now, God said in his word, he loads us up with benefits every day. Now, whether you take your benefits or not, that's up to you. But he does give us benefits every day. So we just have to receive our benefits. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Pat yourself on the back. You did an excellent job today. It is prayer time. So we're going to take now. I'm going to make a special request. if you give me a long request, I may not know how to state it. So if you could think about it and put it kind of brief for me, then I could understand it better. Just kind of brief it for me. Like if you know this person, they sick, they got kidney, all this, just say, could you pray for Mary Jo? She needs a healing. You know what I'm saying? So make it as brief for me as you can. We're on prayer requests. The word of God says effectual fervent prayers of the righteous get much accomplished. So someone state your name and your prayer request.
McBride, Jackie and Nautica, healing.
Okay. Jackie and who?
Nautica, Nautica.
Okay, healing. Thank you so much.
17-year-old.
All right. Say that again.
She's 17-year-old dealing with corona.
Oh, okay. All right, gotcha. All right. Any more prayer requests, Minister Lanny?
Yes, Thelma Holmes and...
Hold on one second. Minister Lanny, go ahead. Wait, baby.
Greater Fairview Church, in Christ Church.
Okay. Your church, is that where you go?
Yes, in my brother's church.
Okay. All right, so churches.
The lead of the Holy
churches.
Spirit.
All right, thank
the
you.
The lead of... Mm-hmm.
I remember now, if you don't put it too brief, I don't know how to write it. So I got you, though. So a deeper level of the Holy Spirit. I got it. Okay. All right. Sister Thelma, you were speaking?
Yes, Thelma Holmes, my left leg.
All right. Need a healing in her leg.
Yes,
okay,
need
good.
Healing.
All right. Anything else, Minister Thelma?
No. Thank you.
All right. Next person, prayer request.
Latricia, could you pray for all those who are on the front line in the season we're in with the corona-19? Could you pray for the front line?
Okay, front line meaning doctors. Who's
doctors, nurses?
Okay, so we're talking about medical staff and. Auxiliary. We'll put medical staff, firemen, etc. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Emergency vehicles. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Medical staff and emergency. Okay. All righty.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else? Prayer request.
Gloria Dean, my son, Leo, is suffering his stomach.
Okay. Healing.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone else? Prayer request.
Minister Bonner. Minister Bonner.
I didn't hear your prayer request, Minister Bowman.
I didn't see it yet. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pray for the strength for me because I have to do a eulogy for one of my first cousins Saturday.
Okay, strength to do the eulogy, okay. Anyone else? Prayer request. Anybody else? All righty. Glory Dean, could you pray for Minister Lanny's request? She asked prayer for Jackie and for a young lady that's she's 17 going through the coronavirus, and spiritual strength for the greater churches, the churches. Pray for all churches. Just pray for all churches for that. Glory Dean.
Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for everything. We thank you, Lord, that we're able to come together to pray, God, and to continue to pray about everything that's going on, God. You say, man, you should never faint, but continue to pray. And we got to pray. Can't stop praying, God. Because the faithful and fervent prayer, the righteous man abided much. And God, we know as you pray, the prayers are going to be a bunch today. Thank you, Father. And I pray, God, for Jackie and other young lady, God, that's going through the corona disease, God, that virus. We come against it for them. blood, Father. Cover them with your blood, God. Your blood is above them now, Father God. We use this scripture that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, they are healed. God, this is a word, because your word is forever, God. It's written and it stands forever. And we thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, these young ladies are healed, Father, of this strong, stronghold, God, that's trying to keep them down. But we thank you, Lord, that they're going to come through. They're coming through because of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father. And God, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ for the strength. Strength was the strength of our sister, God, that you gave us strength to go forth, to continue to give her that strength, God. Saying your word that, Lord, renew my strength as the wings of an eagle. Renew her strength, Father, as renewed as the wings of an eagle. And we thank you, Father, for blessing them and all, God, in Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Minister Bowman, could you pray for Sister Thelma healing in her leg?
Lord, we come today just to tell you thank you. We looking up Sister Thelma for you this evening, Lord God, for healing, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just ask for you to just heal wherever it hurt at, Lord. I know you got it. So, Lord, we just thank you for the healing in advance, Lord God, and let her have a peace of a day. Amen.
Amen, amen. Minister Lanny, could you pray for Latricia's request for the medical staff, for emergency squads, everyone, you know, that's in that same vein?
Yes, ma'am, thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much that your name is faithful. And even as we speak right now, God, the nature of who you are, the grace and mercy and compassion that you give us daily, and we thank you that you are with me, those essential workers in the hospitals, the doctors, the nurses, emergency vehicles, emergency personnel. God, we thank you that you are with them now, and we pray, God, for continued grace and mercy to be upon them. And whether anyone would want to cause them harm, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, God. We loose angels also. You said in Hebrew that they were said to be heirs of salvation for those who believe in you. And even, Father, for those who have not yet believed, we pray for grace and mercy, God, that you hold back the darkness so they'll find their way to you. In the meantime, God, give them wisdom to do their job, to protect them and build them up on the inside, that they'll be strengthened and protected in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the working of the Holy Spirit in them. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers them. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Latricia, could you pray for Glory Dean's son, Emil, his stomach? Pray for healing for his stomach.
Father God, who art in heaven, holy, holy is your name. Father, we just thank you for your healing power. We thank you, Father, for you have not left us. You have not left us, and Lord God, you promised us we come, two or more come in your name, Lord, you're in the midst. So, Father, we just thank you and of having us here that we can come together and pray for her son. Father, we thank you, for you know the substance from which this child was made. And so, God, we thank you for their healing power. We thank you, Lord God, for the path you're going to put this child on, her son on. Lord, we just thank you for show him your power, show him your work through the people that come in contact with him. Lord God, we depended on you. We leaning on you. But, Lord God, we just thank you for what you're going to do in his life, mentally, spiritually, and the body. Thank you, God, for your healing power from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. And we thank you, God, for the substance you know he was made from. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Glory Dean, could you pray for Minister Bowman for strength to do the eulogy she has to do on this weekend?
God, we thank you, Father God, and she has to do the duties of God, God, to bring forth the word, God, Father God, the Holy Spirit that's within her knows exactly what to say. We thank you, Father God, that she's going to depend upon you solely. She's going to depend upon you, God, to know what to say. All she got to do, Father, we know, is to open her mouth. Open her mouth, her mind, and everything, her spirit. It's already there. The word is already there in her belly, and it's going to come forth. The Holy Spirit is going to come forth. As soon as you open your mouth, praise God. And the words are going to spring forth, and it's the word of God, the true word of God coming forth. So be blessed, my sister, because you're coming forth with the word of God. Hallelujah. And you're going to give it with strength. Praise God. You're going to give it a strong, and it's going to touch everyone that will be there at this funeral. And we thank God, and we give God the glory and praise today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you all. I appreciate your intercessory prayer. Hallelujah. Does anyone have any questions or comments? We're about to close out. Questions, comments, anything?
Well, I would like to say something, Sister D.
Okay, go right ahead.
Well, I
really enjoyed this lesson today.
Okay.
I really, really enjoyed everyone and you know, how we joined in together to look for the scriptures. I just really, really enjoyed it, and I thank God for it. Thank you.
Amen. Anyone else?
Well, praise the Lord. My name is Thelma Holmes, and I thank and praise God for you, Sister G, inviting me on today. And it was such a blessing to me, and I thank
Amen.
God for what I learned today.
Amen.
And I bless
Amen.
Everyone that's his own here.
Mm-hmm.
Be blessed
God
to
you.
Everyone. Yes, it was such a blessing.
Amen, amen. Anyone else?
Gloria, Gloria Dean. I thank God for the teacher today and everything that we're going through. It can only be on God. Not only teaching us how to look for scriptures and help us about the Bible, you know, the different books in the Bible, and reading and, you know, and studying. But also, it's teaching us how to pray for one another.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful to know how to pray and what to pray. We are learning. God is teaching us. We thank God for his teaching today and every day whenever we come together, because there's so much that we have to learn, so much to know, and just say so much to read. That's why I thank God for, and I thank God for you, Sister Carita. Thank God for you and bring it forth something that you needed. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen,
you.
Amen. Well, I thank God for you all. Anybody
amen.
Else? We'll get ready to close out.
I thank God. I received the awesome prayer that the woman of God prayed for me, and I thank you for God using you for that prayer. And I know God got it. Thank you. And thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. So maybe that's what God's calling you for, Minister Bowman, to minister, to be a minister to people. Hallelujah. You may want to consult him about it more, but I thank God for you. All right, let me give you our homework for next week. The homework is to read Genesis chapter 1 again. And as you read chapter 1 again, think about what God created every day. What did God give humans for food? What, and that's in Genesis 1:29. What did God give humans for food? Genesis 1:29. And also, the other part is to pray. Pray. For your family, for yourself, for America, for every continent, for healing for our land. And don't forget, while you're praying, just repent for the nation. Repent for the nation. All right?
Yes,
so that's going to be read Genesis chapter 1 again. Think about what God created every day, because every day he created how many days? You know, it took him 6 days. I mean, he's an amazing God. Can you imagine? 6 days to create a whole world? Boy, it's going to take us 6 billion trillion years to create just anything. So he's an amazing God. Don't forget, pray for our nation, president, leaders, pastors, apostles, prophets, everyone. Pray for yourself and repent. Now, the other thing, pray for our nation's schools. Children possibly will be going back to school, if not this school closing year, next year. And, you know, pray that God's will be done in the public schools. We don't want our children taught the wrong things. So some parents might consider keeping them home. They have K-12 programs. They could get computers for them. And people, well, I don't know what to teach them. I don't know. No, they have a K-12 program. They have people that come on to teach the children. But we have to be careful what's getting in the spirit of our children. You know, for years now, they've been giving our children birth control pills in the school, and they don't have to tell their parents. They've been giving our children rubbers in the school, prophylactics. You don't have to tell nobody. And then the drugs are smuggled in. Well, you know, we got to let the school board know we don't want that in our schools no more. Either you clean up the schools or we're going to keep our kids at home. That's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to keep some children home. We're going to have to go, you know, get somebody to teach us. Look, I don't know how to teach my children. Can you help me? I don't know anything about reading, writing, arithmetic. Can you help me? But we cannot afford to keep sending our children into a hell hole where they're getting taught about homosexuality as a subject matter. We can't let them go in there and wish that they come home every day because bullets are being sprayed in the hallways and bomb threats are getting, we got to demand rights from now on. We can't just send them back there. We got to equip them. You can't pray enough that your child won't get something happen to them in school. You can't pray enough for it. So you got to pray with them in the morning. Prepare them now. Prepare your children, your grandchildren now. So if you plan on sending them back, you need to consider what God said in Deuteronomy 6. Consider what God said, Deuteronomy 6. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful that you are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. And so, Father, you gave us specific instructions when you sent us here to the earth. Tell each one of us what are specific instructions that you put on the inside of us. Lord, when I think about Martin Luther King, you sent him here to set people free from bondage. When I think about modern-day people, you sent us here with things on the inside of us, a purpose. Help us to carry out that purpose daily that you want us to do. Whether it's an intercessor, pray. Whether it's a pastor, whatever pastors do, whether it's a prophet, whatever it is you sent for us to do in the body of Christ and in throughout the world. Oh, Lord, you have intercessors that are praying round the clock for people. What is the purpose that you put inside of us? So, Father, as we close out, but not from your presence, continually talk with us, walk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway. We need you more in this hour than ever before. Lord, the coronavirus is like landmines. We don't know which way to step. We don't know what direction to go in. But if we hear your voice, you can direct us. You can say, don't go that way, honey. No, turn around, go that way. You can say, look, don't eat that, don't touch that. You could tell us, this is what you can have today. This is what you eat. No, don't eat today. Fast today. So, Lord, you speaking to your people in this hour, just like you did to Adam and Eve, you speaking to us. Help us to hear your voice. Give us ears to hear what your spirit is saying. I pray a hedge of protection around everyone who's on, everyone who came on, those who will come on next week, our families, our cities. I lift up every city in America, every city in every continent. Lord, remember our children live in the land. Remember them. Heal their bodies, especially those that have contacted the coronavirus. Lord, we need another generation to follow this generation. We're asking you not to wipe the generations out, oh God, but let our children live and not die. Let them be taught your word at an early age, oh God. We have to call them on the phone and say, baby, here is what Genesis said. Baby, here's what Ephesians said. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you for blessing us in safety and peace and protecting us, oh God. So, Lord God, we just honor your presence, and we thank you for what you're doing in each of us on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I love you all so much. Look forward to speaking to you all next Wednesday or next Tuesday. We pray for the children on Tuesdays. The children need prayer, so y'all come on if you want. Come on, pray with us for the children. If not, pray for them at your house. Whatever you decide to do, whatever God tells you to do it. Love y'all.
Love you too.
Love you
bye-bye.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What an awesome God you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.